Okay, ladies. Yeah. Is everybody done dry firing?
Yeah.
All right, safety on, action's open. The coach will insert one round into the chamber.
Today is the first time Abby Wood has ever shot a gun. Abby's 13 years old, and she's at a mid-Michigan shooting range with about a dozen other daughters and their moms for a day of gun safety instruction and target shooting. Abby loads and shoots 5 rounds. Then she and her mom, Ann Miller, walk downrange to check out her target.
I got them all on the target, and they're sort of in the same area, but they're a little off. I got one really close to the bullseye. I'm kind of proud of that.
I thought we did great.
Yep, absolutely.
The Michigan Department of Natural Resources put on this mother-daughter event as a way to get more women and girls interested in target shooting and hunting. Like many states, Michigan is seeing a slow decline in hunting license sales, about 1% a year, and some worry that if that trend continues, it could hurt the state's ability to pay for conservation programs and to keep its wild deer herd in check. Lynn Marla coordinates a state program that puts on workshops for women to develop their outdoor skills. She says of all the outdoor sports, hunting is the most difficult activity to get women interested in.
It's basically never been invited, never been taught. I mean, I know a man who's my age, and he had 3 daughters and a son, and he never even thought to ask his daughters.
But some states are extending invitations to women and girls who want to learn to shoot and hunt. The Becoming an Outdoors Woman program, or BOW, started in Wisconsin in the early 1990s. BOW is now in 43 states, 7 Canadian provinces, and New Zealand. Every year, about 20,000 women spend a weekend hunting, fishing, and learning other outdoor activities like paddling and orienteering. Christine Thomas is BOW's founder and a professor at the University of Wisconsin. She says it's important to get different kinds of people interested in the outdoors.
Because especially as budgets shrink, but really in any time, as people have less of a tie to the natural resources, they are less likely to care what happens to them. So from a standpoint of political support for fish and wildlife programs, environmental protection, I think it's important to get lots of people involved, and women and girls are some of those people.
At the rifle range, Mart McClellan says she didn't grow up around hunters, and she used to be opposed to hunting. But she says working with people who hunt has changed her attitude, and she's interested in trying it.
You know, it seems like in the past, just from my perspective, it's been such a sexist kind of sport that that doesn't need to be. And I think a lot of women and girls get intimidated because, you know, you hear the stories about deer camp and it's all the guys, it's guy bonding. And so I think this will sort of combat that stereotype and hopefully get more women out hunting.
This is the Michigan Department of Natural Resources' first shooting event for women and girls. Abby Wood, the teenager who's shooting for the first time, says she likes target shooting, and she thinks she might want to try hunting, too. And after a day on the shooting range littered with rifle shells, she's got some ideas about what she might want to wear to deer camp.
I want to make earrings out of the leftover shells.
For the GLRC, I'm Sarah Hewlett.